from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Seven dead as armed assailants hold up inside of a Baghdad shopping mall. Unidentified attackers charged into a shopping mall in eastern Baghdad Monday, spraying gunfire in a crowded area after a car bomb exploded outside and killed at least seven people. Security sources said it was not clear if the assailants, who may have been wearing suicide vests, had killed anyone or taken hostages at the mall in the predominantly Shiite Muslim district of Baghdad. Police said, however, that seven people were killed and at least 14 others wounded in the car bomb blast itself. We'll keep you updated at voanews.com on this evolving story. Pakistan is hosting today a key meeting of top Afghan, U.S. and Chinese officials. Ayaz Ghul files this report from Islamabad.
Monday's four-nation talks in the Pakistani capital were the first of a series planned for this month to define a roadmap and create conditions for reviving the Afghan peace process. Pakistan's foreign policy adviser, Sartaj Aziz, told the delegates at the opening session he was confident they would be able to evolve an efficient procedural framework with realistic and flexible targets.
The primary objective of reconciliation process is to create conditions to bring the Taliban group to the negotiating table and offer them incentives that can persuade them to move away from using violence as a tool for pursuing political goals.
Aziz warned attaching demands to the start of the process would be counterproductive. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Critics also note the Afghan government has not yet indicated what political and economic incentives it may offer for the Taliban to quit violence and engage in a productive peace process. This is VOA News. In Turkey, more than 1,000 professors and teachers are calling for a stop to the government crackdown on the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK. The academics are calling for a resumption of peace of the peace process. Here is Dorian Jones reporting from Istanbul.
In a short statement, the academics condemn the ongoing crackdown by Turkish security forces on the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK. They especially criticize the use of tanks in towns and city centers, calling it a deliberate massacre of Kurdish people. Despite the crackdown being one of the most severe by security forces since the peak of the conflict in the 1990s, Professor Ayfor Bartu says there has been little public debate.
I'm very disturbed by the silence about what's going on in southeast Turkey. I think people are scared to talk about this, and especially as academics, I felt we have the responsibility to at least call attention nationally and internationally.
Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
According to national and international peace groups, over 200 people have been killed, mostly the elderly and children. Aid convoys carrying food, medicine and blankets rolled Monday toward three towns in Syria, where sieges by pro-government forces and rebel fighters have left people starving. The deliveries were expected to simultaneously reach Madaya near the Lebanon border and Fua and Kafraya in Idlib province near the Syrian border with Turkey. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, said on Monday that sanctions on Iran could be lifted soon.
There is not a set date yet. The date is going to be linked to the full implementation of all the steps that need to be taken for the implementation day to happen. What I can tell you is that my expectations are that this day could come rather soon. And that the implementation of the agreement is proceeding well.
The deal is intended to keep Iran from developing nuclear weapons. The official Twitter account for David Bowie reports today that he's died after an 18-month battle with cancer. An unidentified fan who stopped by a memorial in London to pay his respects.
The message to me that he gave was, do not ever be afraid to be different. You know, believe in yourself. What you want to do, do it. Don't be afraid of what others around you pressurize you into being. I'm just totally dumbstruck that he's no longer here. I really am. It's really upset me to the core.
The tweet said Mr. Bowie died peacefully surrounded by his family. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.